for the quickest, slickest shave star.
This program is brought to you by the makers of Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle. Those delicious frozen confections on a stick.
Hi, kids. Don't you love Awa? I love Awa, too.
Puppies and bunnies and flowers and kittens. When it gets cold, little noggies wear mittens. I love Awa. You love Awa. Everybody on Earth loves Awa.
Not on my watch. Get this happy hippie horse shit out of my studio. Cue the intro.
Locked and loaded, and live from the mightiest military force in the universe.
Welcome to RDA Security Corporate Headquarters. We've been expecting you.
Pandora more tolerable every day, huh?
Bud? You're live.
What do you mean we're live? Ah, crap. Good morning, Pandora. It's a new day and a fresh start. We're rested, refreshed, and ready to bring you the latest weather reports. It's going to be partially cloudy with temperatures as high as 96 and as low as 82. The humidity index will be 98%, so everyone outside will be drinking the air. You ground pounders on patrol today should keep your eyes peeled for neurotoxin arrow showers. And for all you Samson and Scorpion pilots, there is a Banshee migration advisory in effect. And don't forget, the Colonel has posted a bonus bounty for the pilot and crew that shoots down the most Banshees. Talk to Captain Mitchell for more details. And finally, on a more pleasant note, be sure to visit the bar tonight and sample Earth's finest, which has been restocked from the ISV Venture Star. That's all for today. Have a productive day. This weather report was sponsored by the RDA's Fruity Algae Bar, now containing more real fruit to keep you energized throughout the day.
And now, boys and girls, here is what you get when you join the secret
RDA
squadron.
Son, you know how I feel about privacy, but you left this recruiting brochure from the RDA Spec Ops in the shed out back.
Sir, I can explain.
Look, son, we need to talk. I took the liberty of reading this material. Let's see here. This sounds like some lyrics from one of those hard rock songs hippies listen to. You, mother, come on. You, come on.
But, Dad!
Don't interrupt. Get down with the Spec Ops. Come on, get down with the Spec Ops. Open up your hate, and we will give you a gun. And then there's this filth.
It's just a brochure.
Who defaced this fine literature with a doodle of a flower and the words I heart Pandora?
It must have been Cindy.
Well, I will have to have a talk with your little sister. She is 7 now, and we will have none of this commie liberal crap in our home. Now, why was this brochure in your possession in the first place?
Well, sir, I was hoping to go into Spec Ops and kill some of those savages that you say are always wrecking company property and willfully causing significant damage to corporate profits.
Son, I couldn't be more proud. I was afraid that your mother had turned you into a pico commie tree-egging liberal for a moment.
Sir, no, sir!
Now let's go buy you that assault rifle you've been wanting.
Oh, thanks, Dad!
By the way, did you feed the environmentalist this week?
Yes, sir! I had to force her to choke down a steak. She vomited it all over the basement floor, but I told her that she would not get untied until she cleaned up her mess.
Remember, we will never negotiate with environmentalists.
Circuit breaker, second on. Flight recorder,
it's on.
Voice recorder,
test it.
Oxygen.
On 100 speakers.
On 100 speakers check.
On 100 speakers check. The right side. Anti-skid.
That's normal.
Evac signal.
It's on.
Compasses.
Check.
Flight attendants, please prepare for departure.
We will be departing from the ISB shortly. Please take a moment to look at the safety guide in front of you. In case of an emergency landing, oxygen masks will be distributed. Please place on your own mask before assisting others. If there are not enough masks on board, the lower-ranking officers will be instructed to surrender theirs to superior officers, avatar drivers, and cafeteria workers. Janitors and other maintenance personnel are advised to place a bucket over their head and hold their breath until the shuttle has landed safely. The RDA Corporation hopes you have enjoyed your ride on the ISB Venture Star and will survive to make the return trip. The RDA would like to take this moment to remind you of its fine line of insurance policies. Please think of your family during this time of physical crisis.
This season, express your love with more intensity, more fire, with unobtainium jewelry. Now more than ever, make a statement to your beloved that transcends words. Unobtainium. The world is in your hands.
Hi, my name is Judy. I'm Judy Tuna on the LearnNavi.org forums and basically everywhere else. I hail from sunny California. What is there to say about me? I'm a singer. My a cappella group is named Spot the Octopus. We take not taking ourselves very seriously, very seriously. I'm a gamer. I love board games like Agricola, and I'm a new dabbler in D&D, but my main love is video games. These days I'm mostly playing League of Legends. I'm loving StarCraft 2. I totally want to make a custom map where it says Ngalkin Ni'ul Unobtainium Ri instead of You Require More Minerals. When I saw Avatar in the theaters, I had no idea what to expect, since somehow I'd missed all the trailers and hype. Then there were glowing mushrooms and flying mountains with cascading waterfalls, and I thought they must have made this movie just for me, since Nagrand and Zangarmarsh were always my favorite zones in World of Warcraft. And who doesn't love the idea of uploading your life into the cloud? Trees. Anyway, I work at a game store in Berkeley, and I'd love to host regular NotV meetups there. We've had one so far. So if you're in the California Bay Area, drop me a line on the forums. There are a bunch of us scattered around the area, and we'd always love more people to speak NotV with. Have fun! Ute ewa ngahu.
Zula'un Departe, which means welcome to another exciting episode of Learn to Speak Navi, or Nume Futa Ute de Navi.
Stow that garbage. Listen up, ladies. There are only two Navi phrases you need to know. When the Navi savages use the words, you can smile before you send them to meet their Ewa. I surrender. Or as the Navi will say, Oelv Dreng Oya Tiwamit. To which you politely reply, Goodbye, or Ewa Ngao, before you put a round between their eyes.
Wow, so that was fun. Okay, so Avatar versus Star Trek.
Unitards!
Oh my god, not the unitards! Hi, I am from the future. We have no fashion sense. Everybody wears the same thing. And we're all friendly and polite. No one ever fights in the future, except those damned Klingons. They don't like anybody.
Have you ever seen... I saw this on Topless Robot. There's a group of cosplayers.
Hey, Topless Robot.
And they are completely naked, but they have... But they've painted themselves with latex paint. And they painted the unitards onto themselves. It's really incredible.
Wow.
It's very well done.
That's really funny.
Oh,
I like that.
Pictures in my head. Get them out. No, get them out.
What has been seen cannot be unseen.
So that's a similarity.
I can't say it. Let me try it again. Screw Star Trek. What is this topless robot? I must be there.
I've watched that.
Is this on the internet or is this like comedy?
It's like it's a blog. It's a collection of nerdy things like news and stuff.
Well, there you have it. Star Trek sucks. Topless robot wins. Hey.
Topless robot for the win.
You know, there's actually one similarity I can think of between Star Trek and Avatar. Antimatter.
What's that? Antimatter.
And space.
Well, Star Trek is the antimatter of science fiction. It just doesn't matter because it's also damn fake. What I like about Avatar is the realism in the sense that space exploration is going to be... It's going to be dominated. It's going to be kind of like the next gold rush. The corporation... The only reason to go into space will be because there's tons of money to be made.
In Star Trek, space exploration is free for everyone who has $100 and is ready to buy a shuttle.
And for the greater
good.
So
that was the older, naive version.
Yeah, and in Star Trek, the military is in command, but of course they're always there to help people. In Star Trek, the military takes over and everybody's at peace, but... In real life, it's, again, back to this gold rush thing, it's like a Wild West. The moment there's an opportunity, everybody with money is going to go, well, hey, I want a chance to make money. And so it's going to be more like Avatar, where it's mega corporations going out, and the only thing they're going to need are security personnel.
Yeah, to stop other corporations from making money on my turf. Get off this rock, this is my moon.
And why is it that in Star Trek, everybody speaks English? Really? It just so happens that everybody that we run into in the universe is bipedal.
you know, they just didn't have the money for more than two languages, and that was English and technobabble.
Yeah, like the old Klingons with pointy ears. Funny eyebrows. Bad humans with
No. Romulans are humans, are bad humans with pointy ears. That's the difference.
Star Trek is all sterile environments. Everything happens on a spaceship. And Avatar is set in a whole lush world, in nature.
It's grassroots space exploration.
Yeah, Avatar is about getting dirty on another planet.
Mind you, Star Trek didn't have billions of dollars worth of CGI back then, either.
That's true. A lot of us are really interested in seeing... Who picks up Na'vi versus who picks up Klingon? I was talking about this with William from the forums, WM, and he was the one mostly wondering about it because Klingon is very like militaristic, like typical masculine. Like if these languages, you know, were kind of gendered, it's kind of the typical like warlike, you know, very technical. Guttural sounds, but Na'vi is, you know, so we're interested to see if more women pick up Na'vi than Klingon.
My sweeties, the best peck of food in the land.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year.
This is the Adventures of Sam Spade.
She walked into my office like she was a queen. Didn't even bother to knock. Just casually tossed the door open, sauntered over my desk, took a cigarette out of the bowl, and held it up to her lips, waiting for me to reach up and light it. She was a beauty, all right. All 7 feet, loose skin, and a look in her eyes that could kill you faster than a street thug with a vibra knife. She was sure for a kind, but that's how I like 'em. I took the cigarette out of her mouth, about to quip something about smoking cutting your life short, when she shoved a piece of cold, hard steel into my gut. I didn't need to look down to know what it was. An antique 38 snub nose. 6 shots, engaging by the cool way she was looking at me, casually reaching down for another cigarette with that rod threatening to expose the contents of my lunch for all the world to see. I had no doubt she had plenty of experience turning humans into Swiss cheese.
Sam Spade, right?
I nodded, not daring a steel glance at the heat she was digging into my side.
They told me you were here on Pandora, unfrozen and set up shop like 2-bit Carney. You're a long way from home, Earthman, but I need your help. And I have money, which, by the looks of your office, you could use.
Now look, Lay, I started. Why bother with me at all? Why not take your problems to the RDA like everyone else on this floating rock ball of jungle? Why bust in my office?
I have nowhere else to turn. I can't talk to the police or RDA security, not even to the Indigenous Affairs Office. You see, it's about the Colonel.
The Colonel. The words hung for a few seconds in the thick Pandoran air. Girl Miles Quartz was the meanest ombre on this side of Godzilla. Oh man, I was still stuck in 20th century vernacular. I had to get my references up to speed on this new planet, moon, or whatever they called it. I never dealt with the Colonel personally before. But we all knew that anyone stupid enough to get in his way had to deal with his friends first. The high caliber saw friends. The Colonel's dead, sweetheart. That's ancient history. You're selling trees to the wrong sap, lady. I handle small-time stuff. Missing kittens, lost dogs, nothing larger than a die horse, mind you.
It's not anything like that. It's the Colonel. He's the father of my baby.
What happens next? Who is this mysterious, not being woman who claims to be the Colonel's secret lover? Tune in next time on Hell's Gate Radio 1 to find out.
This is a season for the RDA Corporation to extend to you the very best of all good wishes. That best wish is peace on Earth. Much of the RDA's outstanding unobtained production now goes to the defense of our free world. But the ultimate aim is peace. Always. And the great destiny of unobtained lies in peaceful progress. The RDA looks forward to the day when all unobtainium can be turned to constructive uses. In a future, when the inspired hope of Christmas shall be realized, and on Earth, peace and goodwill towards man.
Is the package in place?
Yeah. Packaging CEO's office at RDA headquarters.
Acknowledged.
Wait. Mean style found me. Try staying as long as I can, and then rally back to extraction.
Acknowledged. Control out.
Seems as if the stock shares have dropped since our last meeting.
Dropped? How? We have a total monopoly on extraterrestrial mining operations. Our unobtainium shipments are sold through before we can even unload the ships. And our spirulina neutrina eco meals for kids brand just topped the market. We are bigger than McDonald's and Walmart combined. Was it those damned environmentalists spreading lies again?
Worse, it seems they leaked news from the mining operations on Pandora. They report a total collapse of all operations, destruction of the only human habitation by renegade aliens, and the death of Miles Quaritch. He was a hero back when he was a Marine. Now that he is, was essentially private security, people keep thinking of him as a mercenary.
Hogwash! Fanciful lies and wild accusations. Quaritch was a hero for the RDA. What the people need is a memorial. A good old-fashioned parade. Those anarchists have nothing.
They do have video. In fact, they interrupted last night's broadcast of You're So Stupid with 30 minutes of footage showing blue aliens being blown into tiny bits by RDA security forces. It was like watching a horror movie.
You are so stupid. I love that show.
We'll have to try and convince them that this was a cyber attack by the environmentalist army terrorists.
How did they get those reports? They thought the superluminal transmitter was under control. And what's so bad in that report that it affects our stocks?
Well, it seems they have SLT access.
Well, the latest report from ESM-01 mentioned something called EUA is attacking our operation. What's that about?
As far as I followed it, there's this AWA thing controlling the moon now, and it's interfering with our operations.
IWA. What's that, some sort of acronym? Like our Mataza Arms Corp is MAC?
Actually, it's pronounced AWA. Sorry again. I'll go get some fresh coffee for everyone.
You do that! Anyway, Crypto figured it's most likely a short for Extra Solar Yottabyte Processing World Awareness.
No wonder they use IWA. I'd twist my tongue if I had to say the Extra Solar Yoda thingy all day. Seems as if those blue monkeys have some common sense after all. By the way, how's your daughter's pet?
Huh? Oh, that. Great. Your shock implant was a wonderful idea. If this Navi weed doesn't do as told, we watch it twist like a homeless drug addict. I'm telling you, Joe, the kids just love it. We gotta find a way to market this thing.
Gentlemen, focus, please.
I'm scanning the documents now. This construct is apparently a giant brain that controls all functions on the planet. According to this report, this AWA entity has disturbed us before, but this time it's worse, a lot worse. We might actually have to change our policy on...
Wait a moment. You're saying that it is a world-sized mind? Like our Mark 14C supercomputer?
Even more, if we're to believe this Dr. Heinsberger, it seems to get its information from all over the planet. Animals, plants, those flying predators the monkeys ride.
Wasn't that Augustine?
Does that really matter? As long as he gets his job done, we don't need to know his name. Hey, you! Don't just stand there. Coffee!
Sirs, fresh from Venezuela, Supra Prime Coffee.
It seems that investment was worth it after all. Taught those rebels their profession real well.
There's a major potential here. A global awareness computational facility under the RDA canopy. So this AWA, is it the computer hardware or a program?
This would solve all our problems with population surveillance. But think of the military applications. Total planetary control. No one would dare raise a hand against whomever had a planet-sized military arsenal on their side. We cannot let word of this get out. We don't need Mos Sierra maneuvering for a controlling seat at the head of the aerospace consortium.
Listen, now, we need to find a way to control this thing and find out how it works and build one here right on... Hey, you! Get us some cookies!
Of course, I want source.
Yoda thing! How are we going to capture it?
Could we create a virus? It's a computer after all. Simple.
What do you want? Oh, you must be new here. Well, I'm James, or Ex Libris Mortis as some interesting people would call me. I'm the technical specialist here on Hell's Gate. If you have any questions regarding the equipment or the technology we use here, you may file necessary paperwork for a formal inquiry and I might get back to you. Sometime. Now, I have some real business to get to, so get.
God bless the RDA,
brand that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with your strength that comes from above. From Io to Pandora, we're the conquerors of space.
What's the big idea?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this? Alright, you're dismissed. I'll take it from here.
You're fired!
You're gonna get me fired.
Please, you fired? Nah, that can't happen, because then I would have absolutely no reason to come to work.
You're fired.
You're fired!
I'm nuts to you.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say, son of a bitch, didn't you?
Radio Avatar.
Do this 3 times a day for 14 days.
It's that simple.
James Cameron says he is going to write the Avatar novel. Avatar exists in his brain. If he writes the novel, does that make the novel more important than the book?
Yes.
Oh my God. Did I just say that? You answered
more important than the ACG.
The movie.
Or the movie.
AST.
No, see, Ting is smarter that's than smart. I am.
But do we say that that's the gospel, or does the movie, because it came out first, which one is more correct at this point?
What, in terms I think of it the would book? Have to be the book.
I'd say it'd probably have to be the book, since the...
It's written by the same person. He would have to make the final call.
Well, also, he said the book was more or less going to be a prequel to the movie. So, I don't know if anything new...
So, he's not writing an Avatar book. He's writing a prequel?
Yeah, it's going to be a prequel regarding Jake's life prior to the events in Avatar and also Neytiri and all the other stuff.
Cite your sources,
Mr. Well, I actually feared he was taking the storyline of the video game and taking that as a book. That would be so horrible.
I'll get you the link to my
Maybe
door.
He would correct the storyline of the video game. And
that would be great.
That would be funny.
No, it'll just follow Jake's life on Earth and Neytiri up until the events of Avatar.
So that'd be interesting. Good.
Yeah.
Fox.
Yeah, and we all love him, and he's the best in everything. But we want Avatar novels, don't we? Well, I mean,
good ones. Yes,
Ian, how do you say "I see you"?
Wangatikame.
Did you say Wang Chung? Was that
Wang
Chung. First word?
Wang Chung Nakipate.
Yes.
Now you sound like Ben Stiller.
Earlier you asked me how to say "I see you."
I didn't understand a word you said. I thought you said something in Chinese. Okay, quickie quiz time. Avatar versus chocolate. Go.
Oh, that's just chocolate? A mean decision.
I'm evil.
I could care less about chocolate even before I heard about Avatar. Next question.
I would have to go with Avatar because one, the chocolate. Avatar experience lasts 3 hours.
Chocolate is my life source. I ate chocolate while watching Avatar, and that is a great, great thing.
I'm going to go with
something other than chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the quality of chocolate.
Oh, there is nothing but good quality chocolate.
No, no. Oh. If it's that crap, then you fall for feet. I would stomp on it. But if you present me with a 75% cocoa...
Write us at podcast@radioavatar.com. Okay. Write us at podcast@radioavatar.com or friend us on Facebook. You can also follow us, our progress on twitter.com/radioavatar or go to blog.radioavatar.com. How's that? Good? Okay.